The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Welcome to the Sound of Harpies and Sirens. I'm your host, Bailey McKeown, and today we're in the enchanting world of magical creatures. From majestic dragons to mischievous fairies, these beings have captivated our imaginations for centuries. As we explore their significance in fantasy literature and media, we'll pair each magical moment with a selection of evocative songs that bring these creatures to life. Let's embark on this magical journey together. Up first, we're going to chat about the majestic dragon. Dragons symbolize power, wisdom, and ancient magic in many cultures. In fantasy, they often guard treasures or hold the key to great secrets. Their fierce nature contrasts with sometimes gentle, wise demeanor, showcasing the complexity of these creatures. Whether as protectors or adversaries, dragons play a pivotal role in shaping the destinies of heroes. For the first song, we have Dragonborn by Jeremy Soule. This powerful orchestral piece perfectly captures the grandeur of dragons, echoing their majestic and fearsome personalities. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the Sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Oh!
That was Dragonborn by Jeremy Soule. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. And depicted as whimsical yet unpredictable beings, embodying the beauty and danger of nature. The magical allure draws characters into enchanting worlds filled with both wonder and peril. The duality of fairies, both benevolent and mischievous, adds depth to their portrayal in fantasy. Up next, we have Fairy Song by Lorena McKinnitt. We feature her quite often on the show. I think she is hauntingly beautiful, just like this track that captures the enchanting and mysterious essence of fairies, evoking a sense of wonder and magic. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
When the moon comes up to shine her face, birds are fast asleep. When the lanterns hang from every post, fairies leave the keep. They join their hands and sing their songs that my soul can hear. In the springtime when the earth is new, to the fairies they draw near, to the fairies they draw.
To yourself.
That was a Fairy Song by Lorena McKinnon. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I am recording from home today. I have my dog Tifa here beside me. There is also someone outside working on a window screen. So if you hear background noise or my dog decides that she doesn't like the people parked outside our house, please forgive me. This is just my home life. For our next track, we are going to be focusing on the wisdom of elves. Elves are often portrayed as wise and ethereal beings, embodying grace and longevity. The deep connection to nature and magic makes them invaluable allies or formidable foes in fantasy tales. Their perspective often serves as a bridge between the mortal world and the physical. I cannot pronounce this song. It is in foreign language, so I shall spell it. L-O-T-H-L-O fodder on the O-R-I-E-N. I can't wrap my mouth around that. By Howard Shore. This enchanting piece captures the essence of elven beauty and wisdom, transporting us to the serene realm of elven lore. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. That was L-O-T-H-L-O, Footer on the O-R-I-E-N by Howard Shore. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Goblins are often portrayed as cunning and mischievous creatures, known for their tricks and scheming. They bring a sense of humour and unpredictability to fantasy narratives, often challenging the... I had a cookie in between the break, and I'm just choking a little bit. Often challenging the protagonists with the antics. Their role as tricksters highlights the importance of cleverness and resourcefulness in overcoming obstacles. For the song to show this, I have picked Goblins by Two Steps from Hell. This dynamic and energetic track encapsulates the mischievous nature of goblins, infusing the episode with a sense of fun and adventure. I'm Bella McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. From Hell, I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The grace of unicorns. Unicorns symbolize purity and grace, often representing hope and beauty in fantasy literature. Their presence signifies the possibility of miracles and the triumph of good over evil. The mythical quality of unicorns captures our imaginations and inspires wonder. For our next song, we have The Last Unicorn by America. This classic song beautifully conveys the ethereal nature of unicorns, reflecting the sense of longing and magic associated with these magical creatures. I'm Bella McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
she may be old and worn. They will stare unbelieving at the last unicorn.
When the first breath of winter through the flowers is icing, and you look to the north and the pale moon is rising,
and it seems like all is dying and would leave the world to mourn. In the distance hear the laughter of the last unicorn.
Without even a last desperate warning,
then look into the sky where through the clouds a path is torn. Look and see her, how she sparkles. It's the last unicorn.
This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The ferocity of centaurs. Centaurs embody the duality of man and beast, symbolizing strength and wisdom. Their warrior spirit often leads them to protect their realms, showcasing the balance between intellect and instinct. In fantasy, they serve as fierce guardians of nature and tradition. For our next track, we have Centaur by Audio Machine. This powerful orchestral track captures the strength of nobility. Sorry. Want to say hi? No, okay. I thought my dog would want to say hi. A nobility of centaurs evoking a sense of awe and respect for these magnificent beings. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We'll be right back.
Centaur by Audio Machine. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The allure of mermaids. Mermaids, with their enchanting songs and mysterious allure, represents the duality of beauty and danger. They often symbolise the call of the unknown, enticing characters into the aquatic realms. These stories explore themes of longing, sacrifice, and the consequences of desire. Our next track is A Song of the Sea by Lisa Hennigan. This ethereal song encapsulates the enchanting and haunting nature of mermaids, drawing us into the depths with the magical world. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Between the ear, between the now, between the north, between the south, between the west, between the
of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The power of phoenixes. Phoenixes embody rebirth and transformation, rising from the ashes to signify renewal and hope. These stories resonate with themes of resilience and the cyclical nature of life. In fantasy, the phoenix represents the idea that even after great loss, there is always a chance for new beginnings. The song we have up next, For Phoenixes, is Rise Up by Andra Day. This empowering anthem symbolizes the spirit of the phoenix celebrating resilience and the ability to rise again after adversity. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Yeah. silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance. Bring it to its feet. Move, I won't dance. And I'll rise up. I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up. And I'll do it a thousand times again. For that we have each other. I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up in spite of the ache. We'll rise up, and we'll do it a thousand times again.
Rise Up by Andrew Day. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The strength of giants often symbolises strength and power in fantasy narratives. Their immersive size and strength can be both intimidating and awe-inspiring. Giants may serve as protectors or threats, embodying the raw power of nature itself. Their stories often highlight the importance of understanding and respecting the balance of power. For our next track, we have Giants by Dermot Kennedy. This evocative track captures the feelings of strength and awe associated with giants, reflecting the magnitude of their presence in fantasy tales. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
We used to be giants. When did we stop? Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot. The hope and the hurt has lived inside of me. But there's gold in the dirt I never took the time to see. But I knew of its words when you walked beside of me. And my hand fit in yours like a bird would find the breeze.
We used to be giants. When did we stop? Say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot. We were the song in the silence. But time catches up. Just say the word.
we start. Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot.
We were the song of the silence, but time catches up. Just say the word and I'll be yours. You know I never forgot. We used to be giants, giants. Oh, I still love you though. I still love you though.
Giants by Dermot McKennedy. The magic of familiars. Familiars are often depicted as loyal companions to witches and wizards, embodying the bond between magic and nature. They serve as protectors, guides, or sources of power, highlighting the significance of companionship in the magical world. Familiars remind us that the true strength often lies in a collaboration of friendship. For our next track to represent familiars, we have A Familiar Face by the Cinematic Orchestra. This atmospheric piece reflects the comfort and comforting presence of familiars, capturing the essence of companionship and support in the magical realm. I'm Bella McKeown. This is the Sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. A Familiar Face by the Cinematic Orchestra. This is the Sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The resilience of golems. Golems symbolize protection and loyalty, often created from inanimate materials to serve their masters. Their existence raises questions about creation and purpose as they embody the strength of dedication and loyalty, and fantasy golems serve as reminders of the bonds forged through trust and responsibility. Our next track to represent golems is Golem by Audio Machine. This powerful orchestral piece embodies the strength and resilience of goblins, highlighting their unwavering loyalty and purpose. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Golem by Audio Machine. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. The spirit of the Wendigo. The Wendigo represents the darker side of magic, embodying themes of greed, hunger, and transformation. In fantasy, it serves as a cautionary tale to the consequences of succumbing to one's darkest desires. The Wendigo's presence often evokes fear and caution, reminding us to tread carefully in the realm of magic. The song Wendigo by the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets represents the haunting nature of the Wendigo, infusing our episode with a sense of foreboding and caution. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM.
Yeah.
That was Wendigo by the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southlands 96.4 FM. The Harmony of All Creatures. As we conclude our exploration of magical creatures, we reflect on the harmony that can exist between all beings. Fantasy reminds us that despite our differences, we are all part of a larger tapestry, woven together by magic, love, and understanding. The stories of magical creatures inspire us to embrace the beauty of diversity and find common ground. To represent that, I picked We Are One by the Lion King 2 cast. This uplifting song encapsulates the message of unity and harmony among all creatures, reminding us the power of love and connection.
As you go through life, you'll see there is so much that we don't understand, and the only thing we know is things don't always go the way we planned. But you'll see every day that we'll never turn away when it seems all your dreams come undone. We will stand by your side, filled with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are. We are one.
We Are One by the Lion King 2 cast. This is the sound of Harpies and Sirens on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Thank you for joining me on this enchanting journey through the world of magical creatures. We've explored their significance in fantasy literature, beautifully paired with music that enchances and enhances their stories. Until next time, may you embrace the magic around you and keep your hearts open to wonder. If you like this podcast, you can find this one and tons more on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. Just click on the podcasts tab. This will also be available on Apple Podcasts and the Google Podcasts platform, as well as on accessmedia.nz's own app. Go on to the Google Play or the Apple App Store, look it up and look for the Kiwifruit logo. Just make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. I will see you next week.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.